The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill. It's Sunday, September the 9th, and I'm Andy Holding, looking at seven races for you this afternoon. It's jumper action all the way at the first day of the seven-day Listowel Harvest Festival to get our teeth well and truly stuck into the ground. Greeting the runners on day one is good to yielding in places, but we're set for a pretty dry day over in Ireland, and it's not till later on in the week they're going to get a few showers, so we should get to lovely ground for the competitors this afternoon. A decent fare, good widespread of action, class and ordinary, has to be said. And there is a competitive feel to it as well, particularly those two big handicaps today, 3.45 and 4.50, very much the highlight. We begin, however, with a useful-looking three-year-old maiden hurdle. This often gets won by a useful type. And Gordon Elliott appears to hold all the aces, seemingly anyway, going into it with two strong chances, with Chief Justice and Smiling Eliza. Now, Smiling Eliza is the one who's got the most experience. She's had three runs so far today, which is quite rare, it has to be said, for a juvenile to have run in three contests so far. She was a good second first time up to Parisian in a nicely run event down at Roscommon. But whether those two, first and second in that race, will have the quality to match Chief Justice is very much open to debate. And I'm taking Gordon Elliott's new acquisition to win the first time of asking for Gordon. First time out over hurdles, this horse finished a creditable second, had wind surgery, and then wrapped up a nice victory at Worcester the day. Now, they feature that race as the strong pace. You don't normally get strongly run juveniles at any time, particularly at this time of year, but they went a real good gallop that day, and it suited this gelding by acclamation, who, having had wind surgery, produced a nice turn of foot to a bit of horse called Nordician Blur, who was very strongly fancying from the Dr. Newland stable. Now, the ground here this afternoon on the easy side should suit this horse as well, because if you go back in his career, his early part of his runs as a two-year-old and a three-year-old were all on softish ground. So the ease in the ground won't inconvenience this three-year-old. He seems to stay well, and the booking of David Russell is obviously going to be a major significance. So Chief Justice, first run for Gordon Elliott, and the first time tongue tie. Should really take all the beat in there in that opening juvenile hurdle. I'm not really going to talk about the 240 much, other than to say this is a great piece of placing by Willie Mullins. Once again, he's managed to shoehorn another decent looking opportunity into the programme book for Wicklow Brave, who on the ratings is about 3 stone ahead of this lot. It's quite extraordinary, really, that he seems to keep finding golden opportunities for this. Of course, he won at the Galway Festival, won at the Killarney Festival in a conditioned race, and having finished second to Joey Sasso in the Grimes hurdle when last seen over hurdles in a grade three, this really should be routine stuff, as his market price suggests. On to the big, one of the big betting races of the day. There's quite a few horses fancied in this 3.15, which is a 3 mile maiden hurdle. Certainly can see why Perseveries towards the four here in the market. Having given the useful Dinuns plenty to think about until and seating rider at the last down at the Killarney Festival, when last seen, this horse has been a model of consistency ever since he's gone to Eric McNamara. And all his performances, like I say, have been to a reasonable standard on the figures. So I certainly think he deserves utmost respect. McLigoni as well. He's another one who is likely to run well. Just lacks a little bit of a gear change, does Dennis Hogan's five-year-old. So I'm going to pass him over in the direction of Cubono. Now, I thought this horse did really well to finish where he did last time out at Wexford. He made the short price favourite, or one of the favourites, Palace Kenry, certainly pull out all the stops in the latter stage of that race. And he was an absolute mile behind at halfway, certainly not by design. They just went a really good gallop on that occasion. And he must have made up about 25 lengths on the last circuit just to get somewhere near to Henry de Bramhead's charge. He actually poked his head in front on the running, only for Palace Kenry just to re-rally and nut him right on the line. That certainly suggested to me that this horse stays 3 miles really well. Indeed, he ran well the time before against opponents much more tougher than he's going to encounter this afternoon. The likes of Timmy Rolly, Last Encounter and Tushan are all very smart. They're all sort of 120, 130 horses. So I think this Kubiona has definitely flown under the radar here this morning. His top price 15-2. And in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I think this one represents really good each-way value there in the 3.15. On to the 3.45 then, and it's a very competitive mare's handicap hurdle. We've got the runner-up in this race last year, open to the world in it. We've also got a horse that runs his trap particularly well in the shape of Hoon Baby, in with a definite chance. She comes out of a very good race at Killarney the other day, went fifth behind Viking Horde. I think she'll go okay. And we've got recent winners Theatre Run and Moving Swiftly along in there as well to add a little bit of spice to proceedings. But the one I quite like here, and is a horse that I napped last time out at Down in Limerick, and I'm still absolutely shocked that this horse managed to get beat. I opened a few wounds for me when I did the replay back on Torquay following that Limerick defeat last time out, and I still can't believe that Colin McNamara went for home over a circuit with a circuit to run. I think if he'd have just waited a little bit more patiently and given this horse a bit more chance, this horse would have won quite comfortably, because she almost travelled too good for her rivals on that particular occasion. But it's a long way home there on soft ground at Limerick, and she just was waded and paddling in the latter stages, and I just didn't quite get home. So hopefully Colin McNamara has learnt his lesson. We'll give this horse a little bit more of a patient ride here this afternoon. And this big field, where they're likely to go a strong pace, I think will really suit this five-year-old. She's definitely on the upgrade. And a mark of 97, I think she's particularly well handicapped, particularly with Colin McNamara's seven off. So Torquay, top price around about 8-1 this morning, represents good each-way value there in the 3.45. Right, on to the 4.20 then. And this is brought together quite a few classy mares, not more so than Camellia Ducotte, who scored in effortless fashion on first start over fences down in Roscommon in the early part of last month. She was obviously strongly fancied off the back of a good run at the Punchestown Festival over hurdles, and she took to the larger obstacles like a duck to water, as often Willie Mullins' beginner's chase horses do. Jumping with aplomb, pretty much making all. She never put a foot wrong and won as she liked. Now, this probably won't be as easy as that romp in the park that day, because she's up against Abbott Companion Miss Sapphire, who'll definitely improve for the better ground. You add in the likes of Synopsis and the bold jumping front running Dawn in the Park, who was very good at Tremor the other day. Like I say, this makes up into a really good mare's only event, but I'll stick with Camellia Ducotte. Always best served to stick with a in-form Willie Mullins mare in this particular division. And ran about 5-4 this morning, Camellia Ducotte. Hopefully we'll get the job done there for favourite backers in the 4.20. On to the 4.50, probably the best race on the card, quality and sort of betting terms anyway, if that's anything to go by. Mill Quest is bound to be a popular choice. Gordon Ellis done really well with his horse throughout the course of the summer. And she's likely to go well again, having finished in the frame on all 8 starts for Gordon Elliott in this period. But there's a couple that I think I'll give her plenty to think about here, not more so than Black Scorpion, who was an eye-catching second at Killarney the other day in a race much similar to this. But that was over 2.1 miles, and given that all these horses' forms best over 3 miles and 2.5, I thought he did really well to cope with acting time over that minimum trip. They pull well clear the rest, and that would have been a really nice pipe opener, having not run since December. A horse that handles plenty, given the ground, with the useful Kevin Broider to take 7 off. This horse is got in very lightly here for a stable that did really well here at this Harvest Festival. The other one to mention is Product of Love, who ran well in a much better race than this last time out behind Peregrine Run. We all know what Peregrine Run's capable of. He'll probably run in the Kerry National later on in the week, and he's a genuine 140 horse on his day. This horse got hampered at the last. He wouldn't have won, but he might have finished second had he not been interfered with. And that represents a good angle and line of form coming into this race. He's only had the 3 starts over fences, but as you saw, he actually ran in a grade 3 back in May, having won his beginners at Killarney the time before. He goes well left-handed. He likes good ground, which he should get this afternoon. I think Product of Love off a mark of 1.33 still is reasonably well treated for a horse of his lightly raced nature and potential over fences. On to the final race then, which is a bumper, and it always pays to look no further than Willie Mullins in a race of this nature. So Scaglietti, representing the powerful yard, should hopefully justify favouritism. Now, there are one or two other horses that have been nibbled at and are fancied in this particular race, none more so than Jack Valentine, who comes from a stable that often do well in this sphere, and Derek O'Connor's been booked, so just keep an eye on that one, gelding by Scorpion as well. And we've also got Castletown Curry from the Owen Griffin stable, gelding by Scorpion, who won a point-to-point in pretty decisive fashion back in March. But the vibes are very good for Scaglietti. I've got a contact, well, not necessarily a contact in the yard, but I do know a good Irish contact, let's say, that speaks to the Mullins at stable on a regular basis. And he's telling me that this one's quite well fancied in the last, so I'm not going to disagree. And Scaglietti, hopefully, will round off a good day for the Mullins camp. Thanks very much for listening to this edition, then, of the Irish Racing Podcast. But do stay tuned for all the action at Listowel this week. I'm going to be doing podcasts all the way through to Saturday, and then I'm having a little bit of a break for a week. So join me on Monday the 10th for a mixed card at Listowel, which is the second day of their Harvest Festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.